Is it now an unstoppable conversation, as the Deputy First Minister Michelle O'Neill says, or is First Minister Arlene Foster right when she says it would be absolutely reckless at this time and incredibly divisive? We're talking about a border poll. A Sunday Times poll found a slim majority, 50.7%, favour a vote on whether Northern Ireland should stay in the United Kingdom taking place within 5 years. We're going to discuss this now with the DUP MP Geoffrey Donaldson, as well as the pressing issue of COVID-19 and why an All-Ireland approach is still elusive. Good morning, Geoffrey Donaldson.
Good morning.
And to COVID first, we're in a health emergency. We've been told that speed trumps perfection. So what additional and new measures would you and your party support now to keep, numbers have gone down north and south, but there is still tremendous pressure on our hospitals and ICU. So additional measures north and south that you would support in cooperation to keep those numbers down?
Well, the Northern Ireland Executive announced that they were extending the current lockdown period for a further month until the 5th of March, which means many of the restrictions currently in place will continue, and that's despite the fact that the infection rate, the R rate in Northern Ireland, is now down to about 0.8 or less. But we recognise that given the ongoing pressure on hospitals, there is a need to continue with these restrictions. In terms of North-South cooperation, our Minister of Health some 9 months ago asked the Irish government for access to the traveller locator forms that indicate and provide information about the travel of people coming into the Republic of Ireland and travelling on into Northern Ireland. And unfortunately, 9 months later, we still don't have access to that information.
How is that progressing?
Well, at the moment, it's with the Irish government. We are told by officials in the Irish Civil Service that this is a political decision that needs to be made. So we're waiting for someone in the Irish government to make that political decision and to allow the sharing of this information within the common travel area.
And what can be done north of the border to stop travel through Northern Ireland and on into the south of the country?
Well, of course, there are people who travel across the border every day for their work and other purposes, and I'm not sure that there is any appetite for stopping that travel where it is essential. Obviously, we, at the moment, with the restrictions in Northern Ireland, discourage non-essential travel, even within Northern Ireland itself. So we would certainly be in a position that it's only if people have to make an essential journey that they should be travelling from Northern Ireland into the Republic of Ireland.
Do you dispute that it is still happening, that people and over Christmas and beyond, people flying into Belfast and then travelling south? And is there more that you can do?
Well, I don't think the numbers are particularly high. The number of flights.
Geoffrey Donaldson, you really just need one super spreader to create a major problem, as we now know and as we're learning all the time.
Yes, but at the same time, the idea that we would completely stop flights or ferry services between Great Britain and Northern Ireland just isn't tenable. We are linked into the UK economy. For example, as an MP, I have to travel to London to attend Parliament. You'd have to shut down your entire public sector infrastructure between Great Britain and Northern Ireland to completely prevent travel. We need those vital ferry services coming across the Irish Sea and the air links that we have into London and Manchester and Glasgow are very important for our economy. People need to make essential journeys, and bear in mind at the moment it is only essential travel that is permitted across the Irish Sea. So we're simply not in a position to ban essential travel within the United Kingdom any
more
than the Irish government would want to ban essential travel, say, between Cork and Dublin.
The All-Ireland approach still seems elusive. Alan Kelly, the Labour leader here, is suggesting policing on the border within 5 kilometres of the border.
Well, of course, that is a matter for the Irish government, and if they want to take unilateral action to do so, of course, that is their right. If they feel it's prudent to have checkpoints along the border or in close proximity to the border, that is a matter for the Irish government. Essential travel.
It could well be a decision taken out of your hands. Boris Johnson, this week, the Financial Times reporting, considering mandatory quarantine now for all travel arrivals. And, you know, it happened in Scotland where Nicola Sturgeon banned essential travel, or non-essential travel, I should say, from other parts of the UK over Christmas. So the decision could be taken from you.
But we've already said that people should not travel across the Irish Sea if it's for a non-essential journey. And we also currently require people who have been on a non-essential journey entering Northern Ireland from outside of the UK to have a period of quarantine. So we already have measures in place in Northern Ireland for this.
Just a quick comment on the latest numbers from that survey in the Sunday Times on a border poll, 50.7 favouring it within 5 years, and increasing growth as well in Scotland towards another referendum for independence. Are you looking at the breakup over the next decade of the Union?
I don't believe we are. If you look at and examine in detail these poll results, you will see that the result you've just quoted, if you take the margin of error, it may well be that actually there isn't a majority even in that poll supporting a border poll. And furthermore, when you break it down into the various sectors, some of the claims that a majority favour a border poll is only when you take out the people who don't know. So I think that at the moment there isn't a consensus in Northern Ireland for a border poll. And when you consider that we're in the middle of a pandemic, that our economy is under enormous pressure, that we have many priorities within the Northern Ireland Executive, but primarily about saving lives and saving jobs, I don't think anyone is going to push forward a border poll in the midst of all of this kind of situation.
Geoffrey Donaldson, DUP MP, thank you.